Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Elizabeth Ricker's book Smarter Tomorrow, which is basically a user manual for your brain. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about your own brain?
Oh, absolutely. And hi, I'm Sophie. The big idea here is neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to rewire itself throughout your life. Ricker makes the case that we're not stuck with the brain we have, which is a pretty empowering message.
It really is. I grew up hearing things like, oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And this book just flips that entirely. She says every experience, every thought, every skill you practice literally reshapes your brain's physical structure.
Right. And she introduces this framework called the cognitive enhancement cycle. It's a 4-step loop. You assess your current cognitive strengths and weaknesses, then you apply an intervention, then you monitor your progress, and finally you integrate the improvement into your daily life.
So it's not just do brain games and get smarter. It's a systematic approach. And she's actually pretty skeptical of most commercial brain training apps. She says effective brain training has to be novel, complex, and progressively difficult.
Exactly. Learning a new language or a musical instrument is way more effective than playing a memory game for 10 minutes. Your brain has to form entirely new neural networks for those skills.
One thing that really hit me was her take on sleep. I mean, I know sleep is important, but she explains that during deep sleep, your brain clears out metabolic waste and strengthens important connections while pruning away unimportant ones.
And she doesn't just say get more sleep. She gives practical protocols, consistent sleep schedules, managing light exposure, keeping technology out of the bedroom. She makes the point that no amount of brain training can compensate for poor sleep.
Then there's exercise. I already knew exercise was good for the body, but she talks about how aerobic exercise increases blood flow to the brain and stimulates the release of BDNF, which supports the growth of new neurons.
BDNF is basically fertilizer for your brain. And she recommends a mix of aerobic exercise and strength training, plus activities that require coordination, like dance or martial arts. Those challenge the brain in a different way.
I also loved her section on memory. She explains that what we remember is largely determined by what we pay attention to. So if you're distracted, you're not going to form strong memories. That's so obvious, but I never thought about it that way.
And she introduces spaced repetition, which is reviewing information at gradually increasing intervals. It leverages the brain's natural forgetting curve. Instead of cramming, you review just as you're about to forget something, which strengthens the neural connections.
There's also this concept called cognitive reserve. It's the idea that your brain can compensate for damage or aging by using alternative neural networks. People with higher cognitive reserve are better able to withstand things like Alzheimer's.
And you build cognitive reserve through a lifetime of mentally stimulating activities. So the work you do today is an investment in your future brain health. Ricker emphasizes that it's never too late to start.
Honestly, the most empowering part is that we have more control than we think. She challenges the idea that intelligence is fixed. Genetics play a role, sure, but neuroplasticity means our brains remain capable of significant change.
She also talks about the social and emotional dimensions. Our relationships and emotional states influence cognitive performance. Loneliness, for example, is linked to accelerated cognitive decline. So staying socially connected is part of any good brain enhancement strategy.
And she brings up metacognition, thinking about your own thinking. By becoming more aware of your cognitive processes, you can identify weaknesses and develop strategies to overcome them. That's a super practical tool.
I appreciate that she doesn't oversell anything. She addresses the limits and risks of cognitive enhancement, including ethical concerns about fairness and access. And she warns against over-optimization, where the pursuit of a better brain becomes an unhealthy obsession.
The takeaway for me is that consistency and patience matter more than any single technique. The brain doesn't change overnight. She recommends picking a few evidence-based strategies and sticking with them for weeks or months, not days.
Right.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
The one thing I'm taking away is that my brain is a work in progress, and I get to be the architect. That feels really good.
It does. Smarter Tomorrow is ultimately a call to take responsibility for your own cognitive health, one choice at a time. We'll see you in the next one.